Blog Talk Radio. I was sharing with this family member, and I said, you know what? We were talking about friends, associates, and relationships. And I told her, and I put it on Facebook, I've lived and I come to a conclusion to see and learn that relationships and friendships are like a gallon of milk. It has an expiration date on it. And learning that they have an expiration date, it's like anything that goes bad. Right before the bad expiration date, it begins to smell different. And if you taste it, it tastes different. That's letting you know it's going bad. So in other words, when people start acting a certain way and trying to handle you a certain way, it's starting to smell and taste a little different. But one thing about being saved and loving Jesus and knowing that Jesus Christ, the Father, they love us, expiration date on it. So when you know that your relationship with them is permanent, you don't have to worry about it expiring. The only thing that's bad about it is that most of the time, we put an expiration date on how long we're going to trust, believe, hold on, and wait on the Lord. See, we don't know how to be 100% faithful. But I see the remarks on Facebook, on social media all the time saying, I want loyalty. Can you be 100 with me? You know what, y'all? God is wanting the same thing. When are we going to be 100 with him? He wants loyalty. He don't just want to hear from us when we need something, want something, or something's going bad. God, can I put in a request? Like you call it a radio station for them to play a record for you. Understand that your relationship with God is a fellowship. It should never have an expiration date. It should never go bad. I'm excited tonight to be able to be a part of this service as our co-host with Dr. Serena Wright, because she's going to bring forth the word. She wrote a book. You can buy it on Amazon. It's called The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. This is an awesome woman of God. Not only does she feed us and gives us prescriptions and she can heal us with what we know with the natural eye, but she has a relationship with God, and it hasn't expired. It don't have an expiration date on it. So when this woman of God talks to us, ministers to us, prays for us, prays with us, you better believe her prayer gets through. You better believe that God hears her. You better believe that when she tells you, I'm praying for you, I prayed for you, or can I, she is being honest with telling you that she's going to take this request and place it on the altar before God, and she's going to do exactly what she told you she was going to do. She's going to pray, and she told you she's going to bless you. She's going to bless you. If she told you she's going to come by and see about you, she's going to do all that. So I'm going to check to see if she's on the line so that we can be blessed by this woman of God on tonight, because I'm telling you, if you're not ready, I am. Whether you're looking at this live or hear this live on Blog Talk, I'm ready for my blessing, because a lot of times when God have you feeding the people, you better know sometimes he lets you sit back. He insists you sit back so you could hear from his other servants. And I'm ready to be served the word of God on tonight. I'm hungry. I'm hungry, y'all. I need a whole lot of Jesus and a whole lot less of me. So let's check and see. Dr. Wright, are you on the line? Okay. I don't think she's on the line yet, but I'm sure when she gets on the line, she would text me to let me know she's ready. But while we're waiting on Dr. Wright, I want you to stop and think for a moment. What would your life be like if you didn't have the Lord in it? What would your life be like if you didn't talk about wanting to be saved? Okay, well, Dr. Wright just texted me. She says she's on. She's ready. We're ready. Dr. Wright, we're ready for you. We're so ready. I'm so hungry for what God has put in you tonight to share with us. So please, at this time, come on through. Feed us. Those that need milk, find what you need. Hear the whole word of God. But those that need a full meal, come on, woman of God. Serve us all tonight. It's in your hands, Dr. Wright. Go ahead.
God bless you, woman of God. I just want to make sure that you all can hear me. I have my earpiece in. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, God, we just thank you and bless you for this time, as always. God, we thank you for this platform, this opportunity to share, to reach the masses, God, for your glory. We thank you that this reach will be archived, and for those that will listen 100 or 200 years from now, they'll know that you have them in mind today to share this word that will encourage and edify and uplift us, seeds of truth that will go into our hearts and then bring forth the fruit of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, because that is the kingdom. We just thank God for all of those that man this platform, that are faithful to that assignment, that has heralded in this arena of the WWW space where the gospel gets to reach the whole wide world. So we thank God for them. We thank God for their increase being speedily brought to fruition, that those things that are hidden in obscurity, that they will come forward and be a blessing to them in Jesus' name. If you would turn with us to Ephesians 3, we're going to look at Ephesians 3. You know, I'm always reading from the Amplified Bible. You find a good, holy, God-inspired, God-breathed Bible, and you read from that one. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, Ephesians 3, 13. We're going to start in 13. Hallelujah. We're going to look at these. Let's start in 12. We're going to start in 12, and it reads like this in the Amplified Bible. It says, "In whom, because of our faith in him, we dare to have boldness, courage, and confidence, a free access, an unreserved approach to God with freedom and without fear." So I ask you not to lose heart just to what I'm suffering on your behalf, and for this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan by which you are built together in Christ, I bow my knee before the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, for whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. Verse 16, it says, "And may he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with power and might in your inner man by the Holy Spirit himself indwelling in your innermost being and personality." Verse 16, again, it says, "And may he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself indwelling your innermost being and personality." And so, God, we just thank you right now for your word, God, that's so rich with revelation and understanding to bring us closer to you. As we dive in, our hearts are fully open to receive the seed of truth that we can be transformed. So, people of God, we're just going to share today this prayer. This is going to be so profoundly simple and revelatory in that it is straight from the word of God. It is something that we should be available to receive right from the mouth of God, those God-inspired and God-breathed words in a time that can be so tumultuous, in a time that can be so tumultuous. I thought it was so fitting that God would have us to look at these scriptures, because if you have seen, or perhaps not, that there was a huge, violent fight type of, brawling in the southern region of North America. You know, the few clips that I've seen, they didn't have the audio. So I can't say that I personally know what the impetus of this was, but it was clearly very decisive. It was very impassioned, and there was a lot of violence, and, people were speaking in the comments about retaliation and all of these things. And so in that frame right now, we recognize that this is such a tumultuous time. It's tumultuous. Definitions of marriage are changing. Definitions of gender are changing. Groups that have systematically been oppressed in this region in North America are now speaking up and being more vocal through the pool of social media and the internet, we're able to see the liberties or the lack thereof of people in other parts of the world. And so then you have peak women in the Middle East that are taking off burqas, and they are uprising and saying, look, we're not going to continue in this way. And whether we find ourselves agreeing or disagreeing with one position or the other, we are remiss if we don't recognize this is a very tumultuous time. Things are changing. People are changing. Circumstance standards are changing. Ideals are changing. There are a lot of young people that are like, you know, going to college is a waste of time. They're reaching into spaces of entrepreneurship, but it's becoming tumultuous because a lot of times their parents are saying, listen, you need to get this under your belt. This is an avenue, but it may not be one to stand on firmly. And so then you have the generational, you know, tumultuousness. You have, you know, racial tumultuousness. You have the seniors and the young people, the politicians of one side and another. This is a very tumultuous time. And even though a lot of that all advancement has come out of these types of shifts, there can also be a point where it becomes overwhelming. We are just on the brink of a 36-month shutdown, pretty much of our whole system. The financial arena is in an upheaval. Real estate, investment, everything is shifting. And as you look at where all of these shifts are, there may be people that you have lost, people that are sick, people that are infirm, people that have lost their way to sustain their family. And in all of these shifts occurring at the same time, it's easy to become overwhelmed, to say, well, what is my position? How do I feel about this? As the digital age takes over, what is the king's position? As we move into new opportunities to invest in real estate and financial assets, what is the king's position? What is my assignment? Where do I fit as this thing shifts? We've got to be sure, hallelujah, that as Paul mentioned to the Ephesians, he said, don't lose hope. Don't get discouraged. Don't become overwhelmed. Don't become confused, dejected, uncertain of where you stand. Let me pray for you. He said, I'm going to come to you. He says, and I'm going to bow my knee before the Father. He is always positioning us to stay humble before God. When he began to talk to them about the potential of them to feel overwhelmed, to feel uncertain, to feel faint, to feel like fainting, and saying, just forget it. You know, if everybody's mad at this particular group, I'm mad too. Just forget it. If everybody's going to be angry, I'm angry too. If hate is going to be the new black, I'm going to hate people too. Because you see, then we'll take on the world slogan, not realizing that anytime we take a departure from our position with the king, we are fainting. Hallelujah. Any time that the impact of those things that shouldn't be seem like they're overtaking things that should be, then there's a temptation to faint. Any time that your patience is getting short and you're becoming irritated with the racial disparity and you're becoming aggravated with people's lack of integrity and you're becoming, you know, just on edge about the injustices, there's a temptation to faint. Hallelujah. But don't you know that the God will come in and say, no matter what goes on, be strong now more than you've ever been. And so that takes us back to Ephesians 3. And then in verse 12, he says, in whom because of your faith in him, we have boldness and courage and confidence. He says, so I ask you, don't faint. Don't become discouraged. found it. Don't let things that are trying to evoke fear make you fearful. There is so much talk now about how the digital age will be merged in with the age that we have known, and what that'll mean for us, and will there be a place for us. And he said, listen, no matter what, don't become hopeless. Don't let anything that is ahead of you or behind you make you lose your courage and your boldness to know that you've always got a place in him, and he's always got a place in you. God has always got a place for us because he has seen this thing from the beginning. He has already seen the end. So as we move into these places where we may feel uncertain, we may feel overwhelmed, we may feel, say, God, well, look, you know, my financial landscape has changed, or my familial landscape has changed. We've lost 5 loved ones or 6 loved ones during the pandemic, and my emotional landscape has changed, and she treated me in a way that was so bad that my emotional landscape, my assessment of myself has changed. My God, I never thought I would lose this job or lose this friendship. I never thought my sister, my brother, my best friend would be betraying me. He said, don't lose those things. Don't think or because of the fear that disappointment, the fear of that loss that brings the shifting, that brings a level of uncertainty. Don't faint. He says, don't faint or become despondent. He says to them specifically, as they look upon the suffering that he has taken on. But in this context, we are looking at the things that are going on with us and saying, God, no matter what, we're not going to faint. I may not know what I'm going to do, but I know what I'm going to, what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to lose heart. I'm not going to yield my confidence in you that has recompense reward. I'm not going to let what I've endured, what is expected to be ahead of me, make me despondent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say the first thing we've got to do is take our position. Hallelujah. Somebody say, just take your position. Say, what I'm not going to do. Oh, my goodness. That's how the young people say it also. See, what you're not going to do, what I'm not going to do is faint. What I'm not going to do is become overwhelmed with fear. What I'm not going to do is become despondent. What I'm not going to do is be hopeless. What I'm not going to do is be discouraged. What I'm not going to do, hallelujah, somebody say, do not faint. Take your position. And then he goes on to say, he says, for this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan for which you are built together in Christ. My God. See, what we've got to do now is we've got to ask God, say, God, give me eyes to see where we are now. He says, for this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan for which you are built together. See, what we get the opportunity to sum up all of the circumstances and situations of our lives and say, God, these are just building blocks. This is just what you have allowed to be used to build me into the person that you wanted me to show up as these things change. This circumstance, it was not designed to break me, but this was to build me. He said, but you've got to see it that way. He said, see the greatness of the plan by which you are built together. You've got to see it. You've got to see that God is for you, that God and you are the majority. You've got to see that he would never leave you and he would never forsake you. You've got to see within the eyes that God would give you that his plans for you are good and not evil. We get to see that God is just building us together in him. Somebody say, God's just building me. He's building me. I never thought those bricks would have disappointment in them. I never thought those bricks would have discouragement in them. But I see the plan of God. But before, when I was being tempted to be depressed, I couldn't see it. But I see it now. So I see what you're saying. Somebody say, how do you see it? Because we see by faith. Oh, my God. We see, we don't walk by that sight. We walk by the sight, the faith sight. He says, you don't walk by that kind of sight. missing on the inside of us, the faith that can see your plan, the faith that can see your goodness, the faith that can see you're a faithful companion, the faith that can see your purpose is prevailing, the faith that can see you've always had good plans for us. Somebody say, I can see it. I can see it. I'm choosing to see it. I refuse to not see it. I can see what God is doing. I can see before you see. I was being tempted to be discouraged, but I've taken off the blinders of depression and I can see it. I've taken off the blinders of thinking and I can see. I can see that you've always been good to me. I can see that you've always preserved me. Somebody say, I can see that you always have moved me in a direction of purpose, that you always have a plan of abundance for me. Somebody said, I can see it. He said, if you are not going to face as these shifts and as these temptations come and try to overwhelm you, somebody say, you've got to see it. You've got to see exactly what God said for your marriage.
Yeah.
You've got to see it. I didn't say what it looks like right now. You've got to see what God said about it. You've got to see what God said about your career. You've got to see what God said about your peace. Oh, my God. You've got to see what God has said about it. Oh, see, I realize that sometimes circumstances can come and then they can rush in. They can rush in, the Bible said, like a flood. And just before you know it, you're like, just forget it. Oh, my God, I won't forget it all the way. But I'll forget the zeal and the excitement and the passion and the fervor and the worship and the prayer. I'll just forget the meditation in the morning. And I'm going to get that smooth, but just forget it. But we don't realize that's because we're being tempted to faith. And what is Paul suggesting? He says, when you're working yourself back from that place, when you're taking your position and standing against those temptations, the first thing out the gate is you've got to see where God's direction is taking you. He says you've got to see the greatness of the plan. Hallelujah. These are not just random occurrences designed to bring you under, but God has a plan. God has a plan for you. The scripture says, we are the plans of man, but the purpose of God prevailed. And in his purpose is a plan. God's plans for you are good. God's plans for you are not evil. This is not the random life of Sister JoJo and the obscure, ridiculous life of Brother John John. But no, God's got a plan. And until we can see it, oh my God, somebody say, I see it. Yeah, I'm going to choose to see it. I'm going to declare that I see it. Oh, I'm going to exercise my faith until I see it. Somebody say, I see it. I see the plan. I see where God is going with this. Go back in your promise journal. Go back in your prayer, your intercession journals, and refresh yourself into what God said until you can see it. Don't let anything that's been in front of you distract you from seeing the plan of God. God is not obscure. He doesn't float all up in the heavenlies. No, no, no. This is relationship. God has told you the plan. If he hasn't told you, he's trying to tell you. Hallelujah. God wants us to be confident. That's why we went back to verse 12. He said that we can have courage and confidence. Let me tell you something. God's not going to leave you. God's not going to leave us out here just flopping in the wind, being tossed to and fro, angry and bitter, upset and feeling betrayed and disgusted, feeling made ashamed of because of our faith. Oh, no, no. Somebody say, no, no, all I've got to do is see it. I just got to realign myself with the seeing that God sees, the plan that he has. He's using the bricks of adversity. He's using them. I didn't say God gave you adversity. I'm saying he's using the adversity of life as bricks. I didn't say God gave you the adversity. I didn't say God gave you that deep, amazing, almost the psychological destructive agony. I didn't say God gave you that. I said he's using it. God using the things that have happened in your life. Somebody say to build you together. We've got to be built together. We cannot show up in the world fragmented, bleeding all over the people. They're afraid, we're afraid. They're angry, we're angry. They hate you. They hate yellow people. We hate yellow people. They hate women. We hate women. They're bitter, we're bitter. You know, they hate their baby daddy. We hate our baby daddy. No. We've got to let God build us together. We've got to go and be reinforced. We've got to be, let us be, allow God to strengthen us. Somebody say, I see it. You've got to have the confidence to see. Oh, my God. You've got to be able to see what is not in this realm, but is in a promise. It's in the promises of God that are yes and amen. You've got to be able to see God's yes when every circumstance is telling you no. Somebody say, I see it. Oh, you've got to choose to see it. You've got to press to see it. You've got to fast and pray to see it. Oh, you've got to walk in the bathroom and wipe the tears off your eyes because you refuse to not see it. Oh, my God. You've got to hold your mouth to see it. Lord have mercy. You've got to forgive them to see it. You've got to forgive them. You've got to forgive them. You've got, they did do it, but you've got to forgive them. Oh, so that you can see God's building you together. If we're still here, we're in purpose. He said, be confident, be courageous. No matter what's happening in the earth realm, we are never going to be given over to the strategies of men. We're never those that should lose heart and faith. Oh, my God, he said, you've got to see the greatness of the plan. God's plans are always superseding anything that man has come up with. We will not stray back. We will not fall and cringe in fear. Somebody say, but I can see it. I see it. I see it. I just look back in my journal. I just remember the promise God gave me, and I can see it. I do see what God said. He said that I was going to own a business, and that this is a business that was going to change my lineage. He said that this is the daughter, this is the son. I see it. I see exactly what God promised me. Somebody say, I see it. I see it. He said in verse 15, for whom every family in heaven and on earth named, the Father from whom our fatherhood takes its title and derives its name. 16, may he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with might and power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit, himself dwelling in your innermost being and personality. May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced. I looked up that word reinforced. It said being strengthened by having things added to it. My God. Don't you know God's trying to build you? He just is trying to add himself to the strength you already have, sis. How are you going to face now? He said, I'm just reinforcing you. He said, oh, yes, because see, the enemy meant that for evil. He thought that if that right there happened, that you would say for sure. But if you see my great plan, let me strengthen you and reinforce the strength that you already had by letting me add some more of me to you. Somebody say, I'm reinforced. Oh, my God, I know, yes. No, I'm not depressed, I'm reinforced. No, I'm not discouraged, I'm reinforced. So don't you feel sad? Actually, I feel kind of reinforced. I feel like God is adding to me. He's building me together for his great plan. See, I couldn't see it before, but I see it now. So I'm geared up. I'm ready. I can go ahead. You know how everybody now has got vision boards. Somebody say because they need to see it. And I agree with them 100%. Because God says, don't you see the great plan your heart. If you gotta put a sticky on your on the rearview mirror of your car or in the bathroom mirror, and somebody say you just got to see it. Draw a picture of that baby boy with that suit on, being the executive. Okay, he's taking over the mountains of this world the way God told you. Anything you've got to do is but to do to see it. Somebody say see it. Because you've been reinforced. God's not trying to destroy you. He's just trying to reinforce you. He's just trying to add some more of himself to the strength you already had. He said, out of the riches of his glory, out of the rich treasury of his glory, he's not trying to add particle board. He's not trying to add plastic. He's not trying to add recycled paper. He said, but out of the treasury, oh my God, out of the treasury of those things that are supernatural, out of the treasury of those things that don't fail, out of the treasury of those things that will never forsake you, out of the treasury, oh my God, out of the authority we have, and out of the treasury of his glory, God is reaching over, sir, into his treasure chest. And whatever he brings out, he's going to use it to reinforce you. He's using that good stuff. He's using that quality stuff. When I remind you, when we think about quality in the earth realm, when we talk about Van Cleef and Arpels, we're talking about $65,000 necklaces. And you know, we're talking about Bergdorf and Aston Martin when we talk about the things of this world. But in the Bible, then he said he's going to reinforce us out of the treasury of his glory. Hallelujah. He's going to reinforce us with an unyielding strength. He's going to reinforce us down in the places where we become indestructible. He's going to reinforce us down with his character. He's going to reinforce us with the mind of Christ. He's going to reinforce us with a faith that won't back up. He's going to reinforce us with spiritual strength, with power and might. He's going to reinforce us from the treasury of his glory. Hallelujah. He's going to reinforce us in this time. This is not the time to fade. This is not the time for that. You just got to see it differently. You got to, in that time, go back to that meditation. Go back to that intercession. Go back to that morning worship. Go back to that fellowship. Go back to that study. Go back to reflecting on the scriptures. Go back to that time with God. He wants to reinforce you, sir. He wants to reinforce you, sis. Oh, go listen. Listen, we got to go up with courage and boldness. Oh, my God. If it's not courageous and bold, just to say, no, I can't see that right now. You know, well, my people, you know, the world, when they make their best efforts to be empathetic, they'll say, well, how you feel about it? And, you know, how you see that situation? You know, because I see that, I can see where somebody would say that. And how you feel about it? So I feel bold and courageous. And I see the plan of God. Tell them, if I feel bold and courageous and I see the plan of God. And then you're talking about the, when, didn't I just tell you I saw your husband, you know, with the lady that, you know, always is naked, and you know, and I seen him, and he threw him out the hotel, and then you say, well, how you feel about that? Say, I feel bold and courageous. and I see the plan of God. And then they say, well, I just told you that you got to go up to the school because they expelled your daughter and said she can't come back to that school. And said, so how you, you know, I could see when you would be upset. And all I see is the plan of God for her. All I see is his great plan. He's going to use these situations, and he's going to build her into the person that he told me she was going to be. He's just building my career. He's just building my next season. He's just building this business plan on the inside of me that's going to break poverty off my lineage. That's how I see that layoff. Yes, he said, how you feel about being laid off? I feel bold and courageous. Oh, yeah, because I see the plan of God. He's building entrepreneurship in me. me, and I'm going to take this time, and I'm going to go revise this business plan and start pitching it online to the businesses that God has already given me favor. Let me tell you something, you've got to enter into this season with more strength down in the inner man. God just wants to reinforce us. We've got to take our position and refuse to take. We've got to refuse to give up. We are the obstacle. We've got to refuse. And so, no, all I see right now is the plan of God for my life. All I see is that God is going to turn this for my good. All I see is that God is building me together for the greatness of his plan. All I see is how to be more bold and courageous than I ever was before. My God, we thank you right now that God's plan for us are good. He's planning to strengthen us, to reinforce us out of the treasury of his glory. God's plans for us are always to prosper us and to bless us. We've got to know that no matter how upset the world is, we've got to feel bold and courageous. We've got to feel strengthened and strong. We've got to see with the eyes of faith, knowing that God's plan is to strengthen us and to carry us through. Let us not be tempted by those things that the world uses. That's a broad way. My God, not become our way. God, we're strong enough to stay on the narrow path. God, we're bold enough to stay in the narrow way. We thank you, Father, that those things that would seem to be the next reaction, the next emotion, God, that we would take the narrow way because we see that your plan for our life is a great plan. We see that the purpose of our life, that the purpose is prevailing. God, we thank you right now that we align our emotions and our feelings, our reactions with those things that breed inner strength, those things that will express and bring the glory of the great treasury of your glory into this earth. We thank you, Father, that we are those that are ready to walk in according to the great plan that you have, that we can see, God, that you have never left us, that you have never forsaken us. Oh, God, and we thank you now that we leave this time, that this time of expression, that this time of understanding, that this time of revelation has left us with more strength down in our inner man. God, that we have the capacity to yield and to serve. We have the faith that is resilient, that has been strengthened. Our only desire is to be strong. Our only desire is to persevere. God, we thank you right now that we are strengthened with strength in our inner man, that we feel bold and courageous. God, that we are ready to be built together for the greatness of your plan. And for that, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, woman of God, is back to you.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for the word on tonight. The woman of God say, we got to see it. We got to tell we see it. We got to tell others they have to see it. We have to be in such a place in God that we know it, what God is doing. She said that God's plan is for us to be seen with him blessing us. If you really listen to what she said, for us not to turn our back and act like we don't see what God's doing. I thank God for the word on tonight. Is there anyone on Blog Talk that would like to have a comment right now to let the woman of God know how she blessed you on tonight? Okay, the lines are open if you want
to see. Well, I think people are waiting, so I'll go ahead and say, Dr. Wright, as usual, you have blessed me. This is Cecilia.
Yes.
And like you said, there are so many people that need to see God in our lives.
Yes.
And getting caught up in our emotions and getting caught up in thinking and saying stuff that doesn't align with the Word of God. Is what they want us to do. They want us to be all, like you said, overwhelmed and just thinking wrong, acting wrong. Not that we're not human, so, you know, we will do and say things, but woman of God, to know that when they see us being blessed, they say, I want to serve Dr. Rice God. I want to serve Minister Renee's God. I want to serve Elder Montgomery's God. I mean, we really, really, really got to be cognitive of, like you said, that brawl, that was something else. But if we could come together in the spirit realm and fight against the enemy, that's the real enemy, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God.
Yes. Amen. Is there anyone else at this time would like to have some words? I thank you, woman of God, for letting us know that we have to be here. Go ahead.
I just want to encourage Dr. Wright to continue to give the plan of God to strengthen the body of Christ. This is Mother Tony from Garland, Texas, and just encouraged by her words to hold on and not to give way to what is in front of us. Sometimes what we see does not have anything to do with the faith that God has given us. And so I just want her to know that she has a blessing tonight for those who are here tonight and those that will hear her in the future. So you just go on, continue to do what God has given you to do, and the body of Christ is going to be blessed. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Tony, for those words. Is there anyone else at this time? I thank you, Dr. Rice, for telling us about we have to be reinforced because of you. You talked about the video. If you look at the video, like you said, with everything that was going on, it started out one way and just the reinforcements kept coming on both ends. But the people was like, this is 2023, not 1823. So you really have to look at what's going on, like Mother Tony and Apostle Elect said. We got to be in a place in God that we have to see the plan. We have to see what's coming. We have to. So is there anyone else at this time that would like to have any comments? Well, Dr. Wright, Ernestine Rainey, she's a young lady that grew up with us on, not with us, under us. I remember her mom, Bob. And she lived on Walnut. She doesn't live in Chicago anymore. She's on Facebook. She says she needs prayer. Her name is Ernestine Rainey. And could we also pray for Minister Margot McCord, please?
Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you right now. God, we come before you. God, to lift up Ernestine and Minister Margot, while we are interceding on their behalf, because before they were our friends or our neighbors or ministers of the gospel, our sisters in Christ, they were your daughters. So God, we bring them before Abba, Father, the God that loves them and knows all things. God, we thank you right now that their needs would be exceeded, that they would find, even in these times of distress and concern, these issues that are before you on their behalf, God, that they would find their place in you, that they would be hidden under your wing and in the shadow where there is comfort, where there is instruction, where there is a place of reconciliation. We just there. And we speak the strength of the inner man to them, oh God, that they would not find a place of fainting even in the situation that is before them, but that they would be strengthened in their inner man, that they would have great strength, that they would have a treasury of strength, that they would have an unyielding strength, that they would have a strength that goes beyond their capacity and a peace that passes their understanding. We thank you, Father, God, that all of their needs would be met as they meet you in a place of prayer and intercession, that they would have the capacity to trust you. We just thank you, Father, that they would have the capacity to trust you as they move forward, God, knowing that your plans for them are good and they are not evil. We thank you, Father, in advance as we make these petitions on their behalf by faith. God, that we see the end of the situation with the eyes of faith, and we thank you, Father, that it is well according to your will and plan. And we do all this and make all petitions in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. White. I thank you for the word again. It just tell us that we desire for our, to faint not. Don't faint in well-doing. Don't faint while you sin what God is doing. You may be overwhelmed, as she was saying earlier, but when you just hold on to God and just keep on trusting, you keep on trusting him, knowing that God is God today, tomorrow, forever. Just know that. Ernestine said, thank you so much, and she said, amen. Is there anyone else on Blog Talk that would like to have any words at this time? I'm asking again. All right. I just thank God for knowing that when God is doing something in your life, it's a wonderful time when you're being in the overflow of his blessings, that you don't get so caught up that you feel that you have arrived. You don't get so caught up that you feel that you really didn't, you don't need to hear no more, because you know what? You got to have something stored up for God. You got to have something stored up. When you're asking for prayer, when you receive prayer, listen to hear what God has to say to you and then follow instruction. I said earlier, when you ask for prayer and you ask somebody to pray for you, you have to know and believe that prayer is being placed before God from a person that is confident in their relationship with God. So do not follow instructions. Do not be patient and wait and listen for the instructions that God has given you and then follow them. Don't be scared to let people go. Don't be scared to leave a situation alone and ask God for the help to help you with that situation or with that person. Do what God tell you to do. If he tell you to be quiet, be quiet. That's something God is teaching me right now, to practice that shut up ministry and let him do the work. Because the more I try to do it, the more I try to help, like the woman of God said, you got to see it. I had to see it, and God had different people ministering to me. You can't hear yourself. You can't see yourself. You got to be still and just hear what God is saying. Listen to the vessels that God is using to minister to you, even the ones you're asking to pray for you. Listen to what God is having to come out their mouth concerning you, and then just be in a relationship with God from that point on, that you faint not. Don't faint. So we're going to thank you all again for taking the time out on this night, this Monday night. We're already in August. The summer will be ending shortly, and we'll be going into the season of fall. And when we enter in the season of fall, I'm asking you all to fall in love with Jesus all over again. The seasons is changing. It's a shift in the atmosphere. It's a shift in the spirit realm. Be ready to be reconnected with God in a new way. Okay? So thank you all. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We are so excited about the word on tonight. Please hide it in your heart. Please meditate on it. Please come back later and look at this video live stream, live on the replay. And so you can get it, hear something again. You may have missed something and you need to hear it again. Please come back and listen to it. Come back next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear Servant Pastor Troy Thomas speak. God will be putting something in his belly to pour into us, to release it to the body of Christ. So please come back. If you have time on Friday night and you take time out at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, please join us on this broadcast live as well as Blog Talk to hear me minister to you, to hear what God has to say to the body of Christ. And if you have time taken out on Sunday morning while you're getting ready to go to church or coming home from church or work or wherever, please tune in to hear the very own possibly like Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, our overseer. Please tune in to hear what God has to say to the body of Christ, because I'm telling you now, God makes no mistakes. We don't always agree with it. We don't always like it, but God makes no mistakes. Let's learn how to say, God, help me with my unbelief. Lord Jesus, carry me through these changes that I have to go through in this season. If you need a prayer line, you can call Pastor Linda Handy's prayer line at 605-313-4818, 605-313-4818. Access code is 647-147, 647-147. If you want another prayer line, Sister Carmen has a prayer line, 605-313-4284, 605-313-4284. Her access line is 528-2607, 528-2607. That's what we have. So I'm going to turn it back over to the woman of God so she can pray us out. And please, go to Amazon and get her book. The Last Prescription You Ever Need is by Dr. Serena Wright. Okay, Dr. Wright, it's back in your hands.
Thank you so much. Woman of God.
Dr. Wright. Dr. Wright, this is Celia. And if anyone doesn't have the money for the book, contact me. I'll buy it for you. That's all I want to say.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate you all so much. That's such a blessing. And I appreciate all of the things that we have heard. It's just such a powerful time to gather. And to on a platform that's really been dedicated to God from its inception. So we just thank God for that. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for all of the riches and the treasuries of your glory that you are so willing to grant to us, to decorate us with, to present to us, that we would be those that could stand as we are being built together according to your great plan. We thank you right now, God, that everything in our situation, in our emotions, in our life circumstances that have come to tempt us to not see what you have said, to not look with the eyes of faith, God, we just put that behind us now and declare that we have taken our position in courage and boldness and we will move forward. We thank you for your word, God, that has been littered with revelation, that is packed with the seed of truth that has come to help us to grow and become more like your image and your likeness. We thank you for it, Father, and we give you praise and glory for all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, everyone. Don't forget, if you need the book, contact us on Facebook, and I will give you the information to Apostle Cecilia Kaiser, or you can look on Facebook under Yes, Lord Cecilia, and you can let her know you would like the book by Dr. Wright. All right, good night, everyone.